Got it.
So the learning today should be a schus ilan nishmas adir chave chaim alaz ben shem shenariyeh, as well as a schus for a ilan neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. It should also be a schus for Fur Shleima for Chaim Moshe Shub ben Malka Chaim Deb ben Rachel and Chanalei Abbas Shein de Rachel and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in the Makab Sakon in Eretz Yisrael, including Ezreel Baruch ben Penina and Daniel Shlomo ben Rostek, who are both currently serving. So David, you'll help me out if I don't know any of the translation here because I don't have my sefer. We're on page 218. And near the top, so he's continuing first with the language of the brachas that he gives to his, now he's talking about daughters and relatives. He says, he's Baruch Shem Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Always beginning with a bracha of Hashem. In his mercy, he should guard you from all evil. Yishmar Snafshacha, guard your soul. Visaknecha, or Visaknech, the Itzatayv Melfanov, and he should help you get fixed with good advice in front of you. To he eishas chayil yiras Hashem, you should be an eishas chayil. He says, and if she's a psula or bechek yirei alekim tinas mechayil vich bimecha, and you should be given over to a yarei shemayim. You should marry a yarei shemayim while your parents are alive. Velo tiyam mishakelav akara v'lo yamana. You shouldn't have miscarriages or be an akara, and you shouldn't be a widow. Ela im abanas mecha lerech yamim mishnayis chayim. You should be a happy mother of children for many years. You should be shalem, you should be complete in all of your midos and in all of your understanding. And you should be full of shlemas. And you should find favor and understanding and goodness in the eyes of God and in the eyes of your husband. And you should rejoice and get nachas from your children and grandchildren. At the time when you bless, your heart should stir it within you that people aren't seeing what's like the mumim, and they and like, in other words, there's no bad, there's no bad bone in your body, and that you're only looking at the person's good. And that way, they're mechashiv yibracha. They say, wow, what a holy person. This guy has nothing wrong. He has no hatred in him. And therefore, his bracha must be very chashiv. And you should say in your heart, I know really about myself that I'm not worthy, and I'm not fit that my bracha should come true. Rak, ani mevarech, still, I bless. Ulay emsa eis ratzon, kabo berkas mesa shemesh metvil kopet. So you say, I'm really not deserving. And this is a little bit of anivas here. I'm really not deserving on my own standing that the bracha that I give should come true, because I'm not holding on the level of gedolim where tzaddik goyzer Hashem is kayim. However, maybe I'll hit the lottery in the sense that I'll give a bracha at a time of an ace ratzon we talked about. There's an ace ratzon, and then there's an evil moment. And we said, if you happen to catch it at an ace ratzon, so then the bracha can become true. And your hope is that you will catch an ace ratzon, a time where God is showing favor to someone, and your bracha will be miskabel. Ukshenaisin shalom lachaveira, when you extend peace to your friend. So in other words, you come in shul in the morning, you say shalom aleichem, or you say good morning. Yichavein, you should have in mind, I'm not just saying hello, but rather yichavein shiroi tzalema, what I'm saying is shalom yialach, or lecha, that there should be peace with you. So you're giving shalom anyway. You should have in mind, when I'm giving shalom, I'm not just greeting and saying hi, but rather I am actually intend to give a bracha of shalom to that person. The ha'ayna ha'aymer, the one who answers, should say shalom bracha v'tavi yielacha, that there should also be peace and blessing and goodness by you. Chen kishayimer Shabbat shalom. When you say Shabbat shalom to someone, again we use it as a greeting, hello. But yichavin shiroitz lemer, that really what we should have in mind, because we're saying the words anyway. So why not mean it as a bracha? What you should have in mind is b'schus Shabbos, in the schus of Shabbos, shalom yielacha, that person that you're greeting should have peace. So we should have in mind shalom aleichem, or good morning. We really mean that person should have, itaka should be a good morning. Shabbat shalom, or good Shabbos, that really b'schus Shabbos, it should be good by that person. The ha'ayna, and now the guy who answers this, Omer says, b'schus Shabbos yielacha shalom etiyah mevarech. So he says basically v'chein lamar, same thing v'chein lamar, that also you should also be good by you. Person should always put an effort to get brachos from poor people. Aniyim are regular poor people. Evyonim are super poor people. Because they have a special koyach, the fact that they're poor, the fact that they undergo yisurin every day gives them a special koyach in their path. And certainly you have to be super careful and guard not to do something negative that will cause you to be cursed either by a Talmid Chacham or by an Ani or an Evyoin. Why? Their bite is the bite of a fox, and their, what is that, their venom? What's akitzasan, David? The venom or the sting? Or Yaakov? It's a
Their
sting.
bite.
The stink. Okay, the sting is the sting of a scorpion. Hashem yarev rivam, Hashem will fight their fights. V'kava eskiv, I was checking to see if anyone was listening. V'kava eskiveyam nefet. And Hashem basically is has their back. So v'gama. And also, he says, on the flip side, so don't ever do anything to upset an Ani, an Evyoin, or a Talmid Chacham that they should come to curse you. But at the same time, if you are on the receiving end of that negativity, you should not go and curse someone, whether you're a Talmid Chacham or an Ani or really anyone. Always guard yourself not to curse l'shamadam, very important. Someone else should not be suffering because of you. The fact that someone else is suffering because of you gives your nefesh, which is connected, all neshamas are connected, your neshama cannot rest because someone else is suffering because of your, basically on your cheshbon. And he says straight out that you can't go into the mechitzah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you are the cause of pain and suffering for someone else. I'm going to write about it in its place. So we'll stop here. But the idea that he's saying here is, first of all, that when we give brachas, just to remind us, when we give brachas, we should start by saying Yisbarach Shemai Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, or you say Amen. You say Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach. Say something to bless Hashem. That's brought in the Zohar that it's important before you give a bracha to your kids, before you give a bracha to someone else, you should say to praise. You should bless Hashem. That's step one. Step two is when you're saying good morning to someone or you're saying good Shabbos to someone, have in mind what you really mean about it. It's not just hi. Because hello is a greeting, is just a greeting, but you're losing out on a wonderful opportunity to give someone a real bracha. So instead, when you say good morning, you should have in mind and stop for a second. I really want that person to have a good morning. I want him to have peace and success and bracha today. And when you say good Shabbos, you're having in mind in the schus of Shabbos, I want shalom and bracha by that person. And when you're on the receiving end of a good Shabbos, you turn back and you say it should be a good Shabbos for you, and you have in mind that that person should in turn be blessed, and that person should have bracha b'schus Shabbos and should have shalom b'schus Shabbos. And finally, to be very careful, well, first to run after brachas from Talmidei Chachamim and Ani and Evyoin, and to be careful not to do anything to cause chas v'shalom that they should have a negative eye towards you, and certainly not cause them to spell out a klala because again they have a special kayak in Shemayim, and vice versa, not to be the person to give someone else a klala no matter who you are. Because that's going to prevent you from being at rest. If you are causing pain and suffering to someone else, so your neshama feels it spiritually, you feel it. And so you're not going to be able to be at rest. Even I'm talking about even while you're still alive. Of course, after you're dead, but I'm talking even while you're still alive, you won't be at rest. There'll be something on your conscience. You'll be anxious. You'll have like these mini panic attacks. But you're not going to understand why. Well, what is it? What's triggering this? And what's triggering it, as we're saying here, is the fact that someone else is suffering because of you.